David, you guys ring up 147 yards rushing against an outfit that's been tough against the run, allow zero sacks. What kind of night did the offensive line have?
Good night.
Okay, David, if you could elaborate in your future answers. Another thing, you prepare all week for Olivier Vernon, and then after a handful of snaps, they switch and you get Jason Pierre-Paul. How difficult was it kind of switching gears?
I always say I try to have the guy play to my game, so I never really try to get out of what my fundamentals and what I know best. But me and Brian were talking about it with them on a couple of timeouts where I said, man, I thought you were going to hang out with me all day. Why are you going over there? And then me and Brian were talking like, oh, if you guys switch, why can't we switch? That's unfair. You guys aren't allowed to switch. So I guess they had it going into it, I think, because once he went over there, he never came back. But, I mean, they have two premier pass rushers, so it's a win-win for them, and we think we did a good job.
You guys sure made some plays offensively, but the consistency element as far as finishing plays and stuff wasn't quite where it needs to be or where you'd like it to be. How do you think the offense is right now?
I think we took a step in the right direction, but I think, you know, there's always room for improvement, and the most important thing is it's still early in the season, so we still have, you know, we come into work, we can diagnose the film, you know, correct what we need to correct, enjoy, you know, the good plays that we had and then put it to rest and move on.